Today is Friday, April 4th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Walk Around Something Day, National Hug a News Person Day, National School Librarian Day. Mel, I don't think you're a school librarian, but almost. It's National Cordon Bleu Chicken Day, Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. And it's National Vitamin C Day. So go out and get that vitamin C. I don't know when the last time I had chicken cordon bleu. I don't know. So I think we have a message. We do. I see what's happening here. It's green because the top row was green. So we do have a text message. Leo says, "Hi there. Once again, I'm binge listening and giving you content. Can you see how many people listen to your show episodes? What's your average and most listened to?" Leo, that is telling something, isn't it? You know, I might be able to see on occasion. I don't know. I'm not prepared for this question because I have to go to podtrack.com, I think is the name of the, and then I log in. It's been a while since I've been here. Look, I'm just going to be super honest because I'm trying to be my authentic self. By the way, I changed my logo. I don't know if you guys saw that. Just looking for my episodes. So all time, I've had 331,802 downloads of this show. And my average audience is around 646 people. And my average downloads is around, so that's total listeners. And then my episodes, I don't know how to see my episodes downloads. Let's see. Is it here? I mean, I average, 150, 200 downloads per episode. And then if I look at the, there's gotta be some way to look and see, total downloads for an episode, but I'm not seeing that, here. This is per day. This is downloads per day. Like for instance, episode 1606 was downloaded, 106 times on the 3rd. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. I get, it's just a very modest amount. I started podcasting so long ago, but it's a personal journal podcast and not many people listen to personal journal podcasts. So there you go. But audience size, less than 1,000, let's say. So a very small podcaster here. Let me go back to your questions because you had more. By the way, saying randomly is a lot better than saying filler space with so, or you know what I mean? Well, am I doing that? Or are you saying I'm doing that? I'm trying to just pause for effect. I was going to add a photo to my map thing and I couldn't. Yeah, because edit is gone. I'm adding edit back. I will let you guys know once edit is there. It is giving me fits. Is all I will say. Edit is giving me fits. It was not Robitussin, it was NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine. That's right. I love NyQuil. I'm such a fan. No, I didn't Google this, and yes, I remember commercial jingles like you had mentioned in the past that you do as well. I can remember them. If What's on? I'm thinking of the big red jingle right now. Just a little longer, make it a little longer, da 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 da, longer with Big Red, that Big Red freshness, da through ya, your fresh breath goes on and on, how you do it, blah, blah, blah. I used to have a good voice, people. I might cut that out. Why am I singing for you? Anyway, yeah, I randomly think of these jingles as well. And old TV show theme songs. You know, like, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. You know, Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land stretching out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan and give me that countryside. New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. Anyway. Yeah, I remember that stuff, Leo. There you go. You got a little bit of a horrible concert. By the way, I'll talk about this in a minute, but I was asked to play my trumpet in another thing. Another thing. So going on with Leo's content text, thank you. Leo, this must take you a long time to type out on your phone. Well, I don't know. How old are you, Leo? I'm not sure. If you're young, and I've seen your picture, but I don't remember how old you looked. And I'm not a good judge of age, so it wouldn't matter. You could have said you read the wrong days on the first because it was April Fool's. You know, I was going to go back and change that, and I forgot. And I edited it right after I recorded. It's not like I went away and did something, but my brain. Good thing Alzheimer's doesn't run in my family, because I swear. And this is not, I know what some people say. Why, you know, there are different reasons why you might lose your memory. I have had a bad memory my entire life. It's my whole life. I'm a scatterbrained person. I think that's what it is. Is I'm a very creative, musical, always have 5 million things going on. And I'm not super organized as far as documenting things and keeping calendars and doing all of that kind of stuff. And so things just fall out of my brain because I have so much there. I know there are a lot of busy people, but I'm busy and also not organized. So I just forget things unless I have to remember them. Next he says, how about you tell them to have sunglasses instead of geeky? To have sunglasses instead of... I think you're talking about the geeky... Oh my God, that guy. I'm still so mad at that guy. On Blue Sky. I went to Blue Sky to get away from the negativity. Oh, so you're saying ask them to change the glasses to sunglasses. But I would rather have no glasses at all, but I'll try that. I will try that. Lastly, he says, expecting people to speak English in non-English speaking countries is very Arkansas of you. I don't expect people to speak English. But I was bad-mouthing myself. You're not supposed to agree with me, Leo. Yeah, I know. I don't. But I didn't know what to do because I don't speak. Literally, we were going to be in Turkey for one day. Come on, Leo. Who has time to learn Turkish for one day in Turkey? Right? And a lot of people speak English in other countries. And we just happened to get a taxi driver who doesn't. And I didn't know what to do. I just froze up. I don't expect him to speak English. I really don't. And I thank you for your message. Always appreciated. So what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I was asked to play the musical. Oh, I'll just look it up here. I'll just pull up my Gmail. His name is, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if this is a he or a she. But anyway, She asked me, or he or she asked me to play Mozart Requiem at the end of April. And I don't know how hard it is. And I'm a little bit worried. I don't want to go and suck, you know? So now I have to listen to, I don't know what I'm going to do, because it is a week that I'm free, but I don't think I've ever played Mozart Requiem. And it's an hour long Requiem, hour long piece, 50 minutes, something like that. And I know nothing about the trumpet part. But that being said, classical music is not usually super, super high, which is one thing that I struggle with, is like range. Sometimes they could be fast, and I don't have that long to prepare, so I need to look at the music. But Mark said, Boyfie, you're not in a place where you can start saying no yet. That's exactly what my brain tells me. You can't say no, Adam. You'll never get asked again. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.